Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner. And in this episode, I thought I'd share a little insight into what's to come from the show in 2020. And the reason for this is because if you remember, if you're a regular listener, if you're a member of the Facebook group, if you follow me on Instagram, when I said that I would be doing the daily podcast in December, I asked for your suggestions of topics you would like me to cover in these mini shows. And you, my most excellent listeners, well, you didn't disappoint. Your suggestions came in thick and fast, and they were brilliant. But as these daily podcasts tend to be mini episodes, I have parked some of the ideas because they are worthy of much more time, further investigation. And they, I think, need me to get an expert, a guest, somebody who can weigh in a really useful way, in a way that will add value to the conversation. So I haven't parked them permanently. I've just put them on my list of bigger episodes to work on. But because you have been so forthcoming with your ideas, because you have been so generous with your feedback, I thought it might be quite nice to share just a few of those with you so you can get an idea of what's to come in the next 12 months. But also as a prompt, maybe if you didn't get in touch first time around, or if you have anything that you want me to add to anything that you're about to hear, or if there are topics I haven't mentioned that you would really like me to dig into in a much more significant way, then you can tell me, you can let me know by getting in touch, thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, join the Facebook group and post it in the forum, or you can DM me on Twitter and Instagram where I am at Emma Guns. So topics that have come up time and time again. So this isn't just one message. These are topics that have obviously lots of people have different perspectives on one particular topic, but these are topics that have come up time and time again. So the first one is to do a show on clean beauty. And oh yes, isn't this quite the topic? And if you've listened to the episode with Dr. Jen Gunter, you'll know I have thoughts and feelings about this, strong thoughts and feelings about this. And I have actually just recorded an episode with investigative beauty journalist Claire Coleman, and she has some brilliant insight on this. So we do actually cover that in an episode that is coming up in December. But again, it is something that I would like to get a panel involved in. This has been on my radar for a while. And the reason it hasn't happened yet is because I would like to get a panel. I'd like to get a few of us on the show, not just one guest, to really get into this topic and really dig into it so that it's useful for you lot. And I think it's a discussion worth having with a few people who have an expert perspective. And it's definitely coming and will almost certainly constitute more than one episode next year, because it's a really important topic and you may be being influenced to believe in something like clean beauty when actually the science doesn't back that up. And again, Claire Coleman's episode will really elaborate on that. But again, if you want to get in touch with me about clean beauty, please do email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Another subject that has come up quite a lot in the last 12 months, actually, is about making friends as an adult. Now, although our digital social circles get larger, or our virtual social circles get larger, the ones that we have online, our real life ones are getting smaller. And many of you have asked about how to make friends and connections with real people, not avatars and profiles, as you get older, as you're not in an obvious socially cohesive environment, whether that's an educational one or a working environment. It might be that you feel like your social circle is getting smaller and smaller, or your social circle, if you're a parent, really only revolves around children's schools, etc., or you only have work people, but you haven't been able to cultivate a really wide social circle because maybe you've moved away from where you grew up. And so you still have all your home friends, but you want new friends nearer to where you live. So that has been coming up a lot. Again, this is in the works, but might be one that requires a panel discussion rather than just one perspective. So again, leave that one with me. It's very much on my radar. In a similar vein, there have been lots of emails about dating, especially for those people who find apps to be a little too intense. Those people who don't want to swipe right, who don't want to have a few emails with someone and then inevitably the conversation turns to you know what. So this is genuinely on its way, and my aim is to get someone from a dating agency on the show because I genuinely think that might be the next big thing. People actually saying, do you know what, enough with these apps, which, let's face it, they make money by people using them consistently, which means they make money by people's relationships failing or their connections not lasting so that they go back to the app. But I have a feeling that dating agencies might have a moment or a resurgence in 2020. So watch this space because I do want to get somebody from a dating agency to really talk about what makes a dating agency different from an app, why a dating agency might be a more viable option if you are looking to make an actual connection with somebody. And I was actually having a chat with a friend about this the other day. And I was saying how, I deleted all the apps. It's just so gross. And she just said, well, you're using it in the wrong way. You're looking for something that you're not going to get from the app. So why don't you just use it for practice? Why don't you just use them to meet people, to practice what it's like to just have an hour conversation with a stranger and nothing more? And I'm definitely guilty of thinking F that when I get a bad taste in my mouth about something. But if the perspective I have is that I'm going to use these apps to build my dating muscles, then maybe my approach will be different. So that's just a side note and hopefully something useful that can kind of be a placeholder for when we actually do have a proper conversation with a dating expert on the podcast. Just obviously, if you are using the apps, always be safe. Tell a friend where you are, who you're with, et cetera, et cetera. Let's be mindful of all of that. Another topic that I have been asked a fair bit about is what happens when your role with your parents changes and you become a caretaker or you become...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The looker afterer. So again, that's a great word. But yes, looking after elderly parents or looking after parents who are going through an illness or need your help, essentially. And again, this requires a little bit more work to find the right sort of person, as it is a tricky one. And I want to do the topic justice and be sensitive while also giving listeners solid takeaway and actionable strategies for how to move forward if that's something you're experiencing or want to know a little bit more about. But enough of you have emailed about that for me to take this very seriously and want to approach it in a really responsible and appropriate way. So again, watch this space. This one's really interesting. I've had lots and lots of messages asking for more of inside the beauty industry. It's probably how I've best described it in my notes, is like more interest inside the beauty industry. And if you're a big fan of beauty, you'll no doubt have heard there's been a lot of noise about the beauty industry and its dark side. And I do want to tackle this in an episode, but again, I want to do it in the right way. And also in a way that doesn't make beauty look like a bad apple, because honestly, truthfully, it isn't. So there's a documentary coming out, which is basically talking about how it can be quite a tough place to work, or a program has already come out and it's been talked about in the press. But again, I just think there has to be a balanced perspective. So please leave that one with me, but it is on the way. I'm working on that one as we speak. And then also about the beauty industry, I've had lots of you ask how to get into the beauty industry, whether that's creating a brand, how to get qualifications and training to become a beauty therapist, how to work in branding and marketing. There are so many roles within the beauty industry. And really the interest is, well, how do I start? Like, if I want to become a perfumer, how do I start? If I want to work in beauty marketing specifically, what do I need to know? What's my entry point? So again, it's a really great one. And I'm so delighted so many of you have asked me about this. I feel very honored that you think I would be able to tackle this. So it is, again, one that will probably be a panel discussion, or I'll get quite a few people on with varying perspectives, because I think that would be a great one for 2020. So again, watch this space. All of these are coming. I just sort of am giving you a little bit of a preview. Following the shows about staying up to date, and I've done another one during the Christmas pods, we're talking about staying up to date with current affairs and politics. Listeners, that's you, have been asking about exploring this in more detail with a guest or guests. And again, it's in the work and And I have sent out some feelers to some really amazing people, some journalists who write in the political digital space. And also, I'm trying to get an MP on. But yeah, just watch this space, because I do think that, and I've said this before, Dan Savage said it, if you opt out, people rely on you opting out so that they require less people to vote for them, then they can get in and they can do what they want. So this is really about, well, how can you be a bit more involved? How can you be more politically aware if you're not sure, where do you start? So that is all coming, and I'm getting the right people on for that. So just hang tight. Hormones, so many emails and DMs about hormones, the menopause, perimenopause, early onset menopause and the like. I did quite a few shows on this earlier this year, so I haven't wanted to bombard you with all things hormones, but these are all in the works and they're going to be hitting your ears, so to speak, in the first part, in the first couple of months of January. So again, get excited. That's really probably the sort of the juiciest of the topics that you've been emailing about, meaning they're the ones that I've heard most about from you, but there are others on the way. There are some more. So again, keep your ears open. Also, a thank you to all of your guest requests, Megan Rapinoe, Ruth Crilly, AOC, Michelle Obama, Caroline Hirons, Oprah, Dwayne Johnson, RuPaul, Huda. I've had them all. You've asked for all of them. Just know this, my most excellent listeners. If you've ever sent me an email or a DM or a comment under a post, and you've asked for a specific guest, just know that I have 100% sent them or their management or both an email, a message, a DM, or I've been in touch in some way. Dwayne Johnson's people have been so polite, but it's been a very polite no. But I will keep trying. I will keep every time he's in London, I'm like, come on, Dwayne, this time. But not, it hasn't come to pass. But I do firmly believe that the right guests happen when they're supposed to happen. So when it happens, it'll be amazing. There we are. There's just a little update. And a thank you. A really big, big thank you to you, my most excellent listeners, for constantly challenging me to cover topics that are important to you and to speak to the people you'd like to hear from. I appreciate your support hugely. You have no idea. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. DM me on Twitter and Instagram, where I am at Emma Guns. Or you can join the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes. Just please answer the questions and please agree to the forum rules. And there are thousands of other listeners of this podcast who are just being excellent in that group, asking lots of questions, offering great advice. So please, please do join. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next one.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.